Hello, folks, and welcome back to the cozy fireside of the Great Library of Dreams. Come on in, take a seat by the fire. And, well, Happy New Year to you too. Come on in. Well then, dear friends, I hope you all had a fine festive break. And I certainly did have a nice relaxing time. And indeed, Father Christmas brought me many new books of strange and weird stories to share with you all. Anyhow, dear friends, I thought I'd kick off our selection of readings for 2023 with a tale from Mr. Frederick Brown. Now, Mr. Brown was a very prolific writer of short fiction, and he worked in many different genres too. Science fiction, fantasy, horror, crime, mysteries, and even comedy. He pioneered what was sometimes called the short story, crafting stories that only ran for a page or two, yet were elaborately plotted, perfectly formed, and frequently leading to a real wallop of an ending. And it's one of his short stories I'd like to share with you tonight. It was first published back in 1954 in the September issue of the pulp magazine Beyond Fantasy Fiction. It only ran for a couple of pages, and it was simply called Voodoo. By Frederick Brown. Mr. Decker's wife had just returned from a trip to Haiti, a trip she'd taken alone, to give them a cooling-off period before they discussed a divorce. It hadn't worked. Neither of them had cooled off in the slightest. In fact, they were finding now that they hated one another more than ever. "Half," said Mrs. Decker firmly. "I'll not settle for anything less than half the money, plus half of the property."
"Ridiculous," said Mr. Decker.
"Is it? I could have it all, you know, and quite easily too. I studied voodoo while in Haiti."
"Rot," said Mr. Decker.
"It isn't, and you should be glad that I am a good woman, for I could kill you quite easily if I wished. I would then have all the money and all the real estate, without any fear of consequences. A death accomplished by voodoo cannot be distinguished from a death by heart failure."
"Rubbish,"
said Mr. Decker. "You think so? I have wax and a hat pin. Do you want to give me a tiny pinch of your hair, or a nail clipping or two? That's all I need, and let me show you."
"Nonsense,"
said Mr. Decker. "Then why are you afraid to have me try? Since I know it works, I'll make you a proposition. If it doesn't kill you, I'll give you a divorce and ask for nothing.
If it does, I'll get it all automatically." "Done," said Mr. Decker. "Get your wax and hat pin."
He glanced at his fingernails.
"Pretty short. I'll give you a bit of hair."
When he came back with a few short strands of hair in the lid of an aspirin tin, Mrs. Decker had already started softening the wax. She kneaded the hair into it and then shaped it into a rough effigy of a human being. "You'll be sorry," she said, and thrust the hatpin into the chest of the wax figure. Mr. Decker was surprised, but he was more pleased than sorry. He had not believed in voodoo, but being a cautious man, he never took chances. Besides, it had always irritated him that his wife so seldom cleaned her hairbrush.
This podcast was produced by Mr. Jim Moon, with music from the Eldritch Light Orchestra. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review or a rating so other people can find it. If you really like the show, consider buying us a coffee at coffee.com/hypnagoria or becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/hypnagoria, where subscribers can get exclusive new shows every month and access the Patreons only podcasting vault. For more nonsense, call into our site, hypnagoria.com, where you can find all manner of essays and articles on the weird and the wonderful, plus my other podcasts, plus links to YouTube and all the usual social media gubbins. This has been a Great Library of Dreams production.